Well, you know what? As a player, he's a big, strong, responsible right winger, good two-way player, handles the puck well, has really good hockey sense. We really like the way he plays the game. You know, he's a big, strong kid, and he's 19 years old. But we really believe he fits into the style of play that we play.
Do you still have a contract there?
No, to the best of our knowledge, she does not have a contract.
Okay. another Russian back-to-back there. Yeah. This centers, what do you think about what he brought? He's got a lot of skills,
well,
creativity.
Again, Alexei, a very intelligent hockey player. He's got good skills. He's really smart, very responsible two-way player. Again, he just kind of fits our the mold of player we're trying to bring in.
You weighed in here now that the draft is over. How active do you think you'll be in the next, coming into Saturday, next Saturday?
I don't know. We certainly have, with some of the things we've done since going back to last year's trade deadline, we've got spots on our roster open. We've got some cap space. We need to do the best that we can to try and sign our own free agents, and we're going to try and do that. So we'll be focused on that. We will look into some of the players in free agency to see if we can address some of our needs that way. So it's going to be a busy week. What we actually accomplish, I'm not sure.
You know Sergachev's a great prospect. What does he have to show you to make him?
He said he can play regular minutes. As a young player, we want him to play, any young player, we want him to be playing regularly in the lineup. Obviously, we're trying to win games. So we want any player to come in that is going to help us win games. And for a younger player like that, we don't want him playing 7 or 8 minutes a night. We want him playing regularly. And, we'll let the situation play out, but we'll give him an opportunity certainly to make the team and play, but he's going to have to earn it.
Much as like the Calgary Islanders trade today, show how expensive defensemen are in this league. How are these guys to acquire, just from your experience?
Yeah, I mean, supply and demand.
Yeah.
What do you see in Russian players that others don't see?
Well, we really don't care whether they're Russian or Canadian or American. We want good people. We want people with character. We want good hockey players that are intelligent hockey players. And where we're picking in this draft, in the second and third round, both players we felt were the best player with that selection. But again, I don't care where the player is from. The players are from all over the world. You had a player selected from France. You have, players are coming from all over the world now. The game is growing, and if we restrict ourselves or limit ourselves to only certain countries, we're going to miss out on really good players.
What do you think about Urbiks and Gutman? I think they're two captains, right?
You can talk to Al. I haven't seen those two players play. I know where they play. I know where they're going next year. But, I think Al's going to come by and he can talk to you more about them.
Steven, I was talking to Victor Hedman at the awards, and he was saying he'd be happy to be that guy that, Sergachev can lean on and talk to about being a top young defenseman in the NHL. What's the value of that for a kid like that?
Oh, it's great. Like, Victor's just entering the prime of his career. He's gone through as a high draft pick, with great expectations, and just slowly worked his way up to becoming one of the best players in the league. So he has a lot of all the experiences that Mikhail will go through, all the situations that he's going to go through, Victor's been through. So he can be a big help, and Vic's a really, really good guy. So he'll be a real good role model for him.
Steve, how do you